Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Mixed Up Zoo by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Edward Marlowe. Driving down the highway, James Alden pointed out the sign announcing the city of Rosedale to his four grandchildren, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny.
"There's where my old friend Edward Marlowe lives."
Benny, the youngest, craned his neck.
"I see it,"
he said in an excited voice.
"I can't wait to meet Mr. Marlowe," Jesse said. "Did you go to school with him?"
Grandfather chuckled.
"He was my college roommate. Edward dreamed up all kinds of excitement. He had a lot of pep in those days."
He paused.
"I'm eager to see him. I haven't seen him for years. He's owned this small zoo for a long time, and I want to see how he's getting along."
"Is he as handsome as you, Grandfather?"
Violet asked with a smile.
Grandfather laughed.
"Edward was a good-looking boy with a mischievous streak."
"Edward sounds like fun,"
Benny said.
"And his zoo even more fun."
"Yes, he does," Henry agreed. "How far does he live from the zoo, Grandfather?"
"He lives just one block away, just a short walk," Grandfather said.
Smiling, Violet leaned back in the seat. She brushed back her hair so she'd look her best for Grandfather's friend. Jessie smiled at her sister. Her thick hair...